Jesus said to Nicodemus, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." Today, some might say what Jesus said is narrow and intolerant, but Jesus wasn't telling Nicodemus what could be tolerated. He was telling the one thing that could change his life. He was telling him and us the truth. God the Father has poured out His love on us, love that we didn't deserve, but He still did not hold it back. We were sinners in need of a Savior, and God sent Jesus to be our friend. Let's worship Him now. Sing with me.
Save me, he my Savior makes me whole. Savior you are, Jesus. You came and seek to save the lost. Hallelujah, what a friend.
The word whoever is right in the middle of John 3:16. Whoever unfurls 3:16 as a banner for the ages. Whoever unrolls the welcome mat of heaven to humanity. Whoever invites the world to God. Jesus could have so easily narrowed the scope, changing whoever into whatever. Whatever Jew believes, or whatever woman follows me. But he used no qualifier. The pronoun is wonderfully indefinite. After all, who isn't a whoever? The word sledgehammers racial fences and dynamites social classes. It bypasses gender borders and surpasses ancient traditions. Whoever makes it clear, God exports his grace worldwide. For those who attempt to restrict it, Jesus has a word, whoever.
Jesus saves, and the hush of mercy breathing.
Some historians clump Christ with Moses, Muhammad, Confucius, and other spiritual leaders. But Jesus refuses to share the page. He declares, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." He could have scored more points in political correctness had he said, "I know the way," or "I show the way." Yet he speaks not of what he does, but of who he is. "I am the way."
Tell me.
offer still stands. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, we've been given a brand new life and have everything to live for, including a future in heaven. And the future starts now. Others offer life, but no one offers to do what Jesus does.
Will you give me 5 minutes? The choir's going to stand up, so they're going to hold me to it. They just sung about what a great and awesome Savior we have. One that came to earth, God in the flesh, came, lived without sin, bore sin on the cross. He died, he was buried, and he rose again. That's what they sung about. What a great God we have.
Amen.
Amen. The book of Romans speaks about we're all sinners. We're all under condemnation. We are dead in trespasses and sins apart from Jesus Christ. There's nothing you can do to be saved. Nothing. You're dead. But the grace of God came through Jesus Christ. And by His grace, by the Holy Spirit of God touching your heart, you can plead the grace of God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Romans says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In Romans chapter 8, it says, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. What a great God we have. I'm going to ask you a very serious question this morning. I'm going to read two passages of Scripture. I'm going to ask a question and then finish with a passage of Scripture. This is also in Romans chapter 2. It says, or do you despise the riches of His goodness, forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance. But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. My question is this. What does it take? What will it take for you to live a committed, godly life? Look what God has done for you. All you got to do is plead His grace. What will it take for you to live a committed, godly life? The word repentance in Hebrew meant a change of action. The word repentance in Greek meant a change of mind. Repentance is a willingness to change from one self-centered existence to a life informed and directed by God. It calls for a turning from the priority and bondage of the self. Basically, it is a new attitude. It's a new worldview and it's a new master. And it is the new covenant, the New Testament. Repentance is not optional. It's His goodness that leads us to repentance. All we can do is plead His goodness and His grace. You cannot save yourself. Plead the grace of God through Jesus Christ. Look what God has done for you and I. It's a turning from self. Turning from the world. And turning to God through Christ for salvation. One more verse. Verse 16. And this is speaking of we're all going to give an account. Listen to this, verse 16. In the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. The gospel is Christ died for your sins. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus. You cannot go to the Father on your terms. We must approach a holy God on His terms His terms is the cross of Jesus Christ. And that's it. Look what God has done. What will it take for you to be committed to Him? Let's pray. Lord, we do thank You for Your grace. Oh, what a wonderful Savior we have in You, Jesus. Lord, may we tend to eternal things right now as Your Holy Spirit is touching hearts through the message of this wonderful musical and through Your Word. God, may we fall on Your grace, turn from our selfish and self-righteousness, and turn to You and plead mercy, mercy from a holy God. We all stand condemned apart from Jesus. So God, we worship You, and may You, Lord, touch hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.